"We can keep looking for a bit," he said. "But it seems that way, yeah." Bess sighed. "So now we really have to ask ourselves, what do we do now?" Henry looked pained.
What do you guys think?"
"We should contact the police," I said, "one way or another. Caitlin's been missing for about an hour now, by your timeline, Henry, and now it looks like someone's stolen our food and our emergency phone is gone," I added. "It seems like someone is out to sabotage this trip." At my words, I could see everyone shudder a little bit. I'm sure the thought had occurred to all of us, but saying it out loud made it seem truer somehow. Henry sighed.
"I just hate to leave Caitlin," he said, "on the off chance she did get mad about something and wander off and get hurt or something like that."
"I thought you said you didn't fight," George pointed out.
"We didn't," Henry said, "but you know how girls are."
When his comment was greeted with stony silence, Henry looked up and seemed to recognize that he was talking to four girls and only one guy.
"I mean," he said,
"If we left, where would we go?" Zoe asked in a crisp voice. "Do you even know how to get to the police?"
Henry nodded. "I mean, I'm not totally useless," he said with a crooked smile nobody smiled back at.
He dug into the pocket of his shorts and pulled out a crumpled paper.
"I have a map of our ride in the area," he said, unfolding it. "According to this, there's a ranger station about..." He squinted at the map and frowned. "2 hours ride from here? Give or take a few minutes."
He passed the map to Dagger, who was standing closest, and Dagger spread it on the ground so we could all look. The map looked incredibly confusing to me, but Henry pointed out the ranger station, and it didn't look impossibly far. "I think we should go," Zoe said, crossing her arms again and hugging herself. "If nothing else, we'll be safe with the police." She didn't say more, but she didn't have to. Her meaning was clear. "We're not safe out here." Henry looked sincerely pained.
"I agree, I just..."
Dagger looked at him, raising his eyebrows.
"If we leave, we could be leaving Caitlin?" he asked.
Henry nodded, looking grateful.
"Exactly."
Dagger nodded sagely. Then he looked around at the rest of us and raised his hand.
"I propose that we stay here at the campsite for 1 hour more. We can gather our things, try to find something to eat. If, in 1 hour's time, Caitlin hasn't returned, we'll leave for the ranger station, okay?"
We all looked around at one another, nodding. "Okay," I said, and was soon echoed by Henry, George, Bess, and Zoe. Once we'd decided, Henry went back to the woods to pack up his and Caitlin's gear, and Zoe and Bess took off to start breaking down the tent. Zoe quickly rebuffed my and George's offers to help. "No offense," she said, "but it's a small tent, and I think this is a too-many-cooks kind of thing." After Bess and Zoe departed, Dagger went back over to collect his meditation supplies and move them down to the little plateau he'd slept on by the lake.
"This seems like a perfect time to clear my mind and connect with the universe," he explained to us. "Care to join me?"
George and I looked at each other blankly, then shook our heads. "You have fun," said George. Satisfied, Dagger disappeared down the rocky slope.
"I think it would take bleach and about 3 days of scrubbing to clear my mind this morning," George muttered when he was out of earshot.
I shivered. "Do you think we're in danger?" I asked.
"I don't know."